right? All the nouns in Hebrew are either masculine or feminine, right? All the nouns are either masculine or feminine, right? And all the nouns are either singular or plural. If they're human, or if they have a breathing soul, they have all four. Dod, Doda, Dodim, Dodot.
This is declining.
Right. Verbs conjugate, nouns decline. Okay?
Decline.
Okay?
So, I don't know where it comes from.
It's okay. Emma, it is a pleasure that you do not know everything.
I knew it once.
It's a pleasure that you accept it. It's nice.
Lama yesh dagesh bedalet?
Lama yesh dagesh bedalet, guys?
Double it? No.
Why did I put it again in the diamond?
Beget kefet.
Beget kefet, Rosh Mila. Beget kefet at the beginning of the word. Beget dagesh, in beget kefet is dagesh kal, and it's either at the beginning of the word or after shvanach.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. All nouns go in contra into construct. We are constructing nouns. Dod, hadod shel hayeled. Hadod shel.
Right.
Yeah. Will be dod. Okay. In the traditional word, there was a hyphen. That hyphen disappeared, makes it harder for us to find constructs. Okay? Hadot shel can be substituted as dod hayeled. Hadot shel hayeled can be dod hayeled. Do you understand that?
But the dod hadot shel.
Hayeled.
Oh yeah, okay, so it's going to be form. Yeah, it's construct form.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we use shell, we need to have ha here.
Mm-hmm.
Adot shell hayeled can be dod hayeled. Hadoda shel hayeled can be hadoda shel hayeled can be
dodech
dodat dodat hayeled.
Oh, I see.
Dodat hayeled.
So
yeah. Because the hay has to
become at hay.
Yeah.
The hey turns into a tav,
yeah.
The kamatz turns into a tach. Mm-hmm. There is shortening because the stress moved
to the next.
Yeah? Dodat hayeled. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What happens in plural?
Hadodim
hayeled. Right.
Dodei
hayeled. Yeah, these are smichut. Right? So the mem fell out, and there is lengthening of this.
Uh-huh.
Okay? The mem fell out, and then there is lengthening. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What happens with words that have taf at the end? Nothing. Words that have taf at the end, nothing happens to them. The aunts of the child. Okay, that's step one in your understanding. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as much as I said dod hayet, I can say hadod sheli, hadod shelcha, hadod shelach, hadod shelo, hadod shela, shelanu, shelachen, shelachen, shelahem, shelahen. Right? Right. So, what's special about dod and sus is that the vowels will not change when I say it in one word, when I attach the possessive pronoun. Okay? Hadot sheli will be
dodi.
Dodi. Lecha dodi. Dodi. Vehadot shelcha will be
dodcha.
It doesn't change.
So oti, ota, it's the oto conjugation, that same thing? To me, to you, to
my. This is my. Yeah, this is possessive.
Oh, my God, sorry.
Possessive. It's possessive pronoun. Dodi, dodcha. Vedod shelach.
Dodech.
Dodech. Hadod shelo.
Dodo.
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 Vedod shela.
Dota.
Dota. With a
mapik
in the hay.
So that you don't mistake it for
right.
Him.
I will tell you that 90% of my students, when they first take Biblical Hebrew, the first thing they miss is the mapik,
yeah.
And then they forget to say it's shela. Yeah?
Yeah.
Because Isha versus Isha.
Isha.
One is one is my wife, and the other is just
her husband. A wife, a woman.
Is it Isha?
Her.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Her husband. Ha'ish shela. Ha'ish shela versus Isha.
Isha.
Okay?
So it's Isha.
Well, it's really interesting. They learn the rules. They know it. They come to the text, and they're thrown off. Okay? When you see the hey with a mapik, stop and think. If it's a noun, it means it's shala. If it's a verb, then it means that the hey behaves like shlemim. Okay? If it's a noun, it means shala. If it's a verb, it means that the hey behaves like shlemim.
So this you call it a construct form?
Now, we are constructing a noun. This is possessive pronouns attached. Okay, we are not moved from the verb system to the noun system. You understand?
Yeah.
We are in the noun system now. Okay? Now, hadod shelanu. Again? Don't say a, because if you say a, you're going to plural.
Plural.
If you're doing the Ashkenazi pronunciation, you're in trouble.
Okay?
Dodenu. Dodenu. One uncle of ours. Okay? Ve, one uncle of yours? Your uncle?
Dodchem.
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 Ve, one uncle of yours, girls?
Dodchem.
Here, you're supposed to have dodam. That the hay was swollen. So you have dodam. And dodhan, the hay was swollen, and you have dodan. Okay? Following me?
No, I've lost it. I'm not writing it down.
Shelahem.
I don't see it.
Dod shelahem, because this is only the singular.
So this is only the singular.
It's not the one on page 15.
No.
It's
look on page 10, okay? All right. Now, I want you to really, 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 really remember the music pattern, the suffixes. This is the singular on the singular noun. So this comes from Shelach, right? Remember. These are suffixes, and these suffixes are persistent in the singular masculine nouns. You can take any noun, masculine, singular, and plug these on, and it will, you create the same concept. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you teach a child that 1 plus 1 equals 2, and then, and show them a picture. 1 and 1 is 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 1 plus 1 equals 2. And then you teach them the 2 plus 3. So you do 2 lines here and 3 lines here, it equals...
Mm-hmm.
5, right? The same thing. You teach a concept and then you apply it on many, many other numbers, many other nouns. Okay? So this is going to be true about nouns that do not change their vowels. And I emphasize a group of nouns that does not change their vowels. Because sefer, are you going to say, ha-sefer sheli seferi? No, it changes vowels, okay? And they're called segulites, and there are groups. Segulites we're going to learn after we're done with all the verb system.
So these are nouns that don't change their vowels as they go through singular, singular, plural, plural.
When we add the possessive noun.
Okay.
Yeah. When we attach the possessive nouns, it will not change their vowels. Basic vowels.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, let's look at the dodim. Hadodim sheli. So in construct is dodim. So if I am trying to say Hadodim Sheli, I now have a conflict of sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So Dodai, Dodai.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to go back to what we expect in the construct. Hadodim Shelcha. Do.
Dodei.
So the mem continues to fall, and we're going to follow the construct form. Okay? What's next up?
The way that we're doing this chart, and it's messing my notes up. I just don't know where it's going.
But on my chart, it's a segol.
Nachon, it's a segol, dodecha.
What page is this?
So
on?
Why is it a segol? And
11.
It's also on 10? 11.
It's on page 11 now. You didn't leave enough space on the paper. Okay.
Yeah,
so comment, it's going in stages. You need, if you just want to follow today in the book, you make a note to yourself to write it down, copy it. It's with a thinking process behind, because the next thing is to write it at least once as is. The second step is to conjugate another or decline another noun. You have to structure your learning. So. The A, this vowel, is a long or a short vowel? Is a long vowel.
Long vowel.
And we learned the cuss rule, right?
Mm-hmm.
Closed, upstairs, short.
Right.
So, and the opposites, right? Closed, upstairs, short, and everything else is opposite, right?
Mm-hmm.
A. Is this an open or closed syllable? Oh,
No, no, right.
It's open.
It's open. Yeah.
It's open. Now, is it stressed?
It is stressed.
What kind of a vowel do you need?
Open, stressed.
It's just...
Yes, I understand.
It's not.
You're supposed to have no. So, how would they pronounce this here?
You said it was open. It's an open syllable. It's stressed. Should be
tzere.
Yeah.
But why do you say bol? That means that in this occasion, you have to maintain the yod and pretend it's closing the syllable. So it is a closed syllable. And that's why you have the deicha. You will see. It's interesting. Yeah, it happens only in the noun system. Dodeicha.
Now where are we going?
Shelach. Shelach. If I say dodach, I skip the yod sound. And the yod is essential for the plural. So they said, okay, we'll do dodayich. Dodayich. So it will be shelach. Ayich, dodayich.
That's
the plural for the dim.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to figure out whether you do the I versus the A.
Dodai, sheli.
Dodai, and then
dodai. Dodayich, shelach. They wanted to expand it, but they didn't want to go too far so people can remember.
There's another vowel. Basically, they should put another vowel on there.
Exactly, so they did. Dodayich. And dodim shelo, hadodim shelo.
Dodav.
Dodav. And we have av at the end. Ve hadodim shela.
Toda.
Toda is singular.
Okay, so.
So you need to pronounce the yod.
Today.
Dodeha.
Dodeha. Right.
Dodeha. The stress is here. Dodeha. Okay?
Now, I'm interested. You said very plain on this. Is this, are we assuming that this is the Masoretes who made up the rules?
Yes. No, they didn't make the rules. What happened? They got the rules by the pronunciation from Mount Zion. And they just described, this is the description of the, right, of what they found in the reading. So they helped us to articulate rules to how to use it. It's like, how do you teach a second language? Can anyone teach a second language? So, you know, you guys who have been doing it for a long time, go ahead and articulate the rules of how to teach Hebrew as a second language, then teach others how to do it so everybody can do it.
Okay?
So
why doesn't it have a repeat for that one?
Because it's a regular ha.
Oh,
you say ha, ich. Because here you just say doda. Here you say dodeha.
Dodeha.
Aleha. Alright. Dodei. Right, now we're going back. Shelan. Dodei. Nu. Shelachem. Dodei. Chem. Shelachem dodei chem. Shelahem dodei hem. In the plural, the whole hem comes. Ve shelahem
dodei
hem.
That's easy.
That's the easy part.
This is the feminine plural.
No, this is so messy.
What's that? Hey, with the Montique,
is it? What is this? Is this masculine?
Yeah, this is
are we going
to make sure you pronounce
masculine
with
plural?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
You make an effort. Absolutely. It's right there, right?
So that they, him and hen, apply for all the plural forms.
Absolutely. Right? All the plural forms. So let's look at the suffixes. I. For plural, eicha, aich, av, eicha, eichem, eichen, eihem, eihen. Okay, do you see that? An, but eihem, eihen.
With a sigil in the dodeicha, is that also considered like a closed?
Yes. Dodeicha and dodeicha.
Yeah.
But look what happened here. This was maintained eichem, eichem, eichem. Why? Because the stress moved, so now they're unstressed.
So I'm just trying to understand the reason why it stays hem and not why we retain the, why we lose the kamatz. in the hem hem. And the rule is because you,
the plural will keep hem hem. It's easy to think about it logically for a minute.
Oh, slicha.
Right? Shalahem, shalahem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This
yeah.
is plural. Let's keep the plural together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they
yeah,
maintain
yeah.
hem and hen.
Okay.
So you, it's more transparent.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay? Here it's singular. I have to have a different form, otherwise people will get confused.
Yeah. Right.
So they swallowed it for the singular.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we still have to they can and can? Can and can?
Better.
Can.
Don't forget, in the plural, the transparency was really important. It's a plural noun. So transparency is really important. So they maintain chen, chen, hem, hem. In the singular, they intended to make it disappear. It so happened that in chen and chen, they didn't. But in am and an, they did. Okay?
Do they hem? With circles.
Chon. In the hem hem.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's my mistake. Yeah. It's, yeah.
Now, I know you don't want to tell us all about this now, but you're talking about nouns which have vowel changes. The segulet nouns. We're not going to talk about them. Are there others? That's what I was afraid of.
Okay. There are, but Emma, what did I ask you to buy that will help you?
That skinny one.
Remember this one?
I have to go down.
The one that my eyes can barely
send
see.
It to you. They can send it to you. So you don't have to schlep.
Ah, I have to go down.
Okay. It's alphabetical by nouns.
It's Israel bookshop.
Right? It's alphabetical by now, and they will tell you exactly how it conjugates.
Yeah.
Now, let's say...
Eyes
for that. Yeah, that's really hard. That's a hard book to see.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, I tried to enlarge it, so unless we want big sheets, unless we want big sheets, now, it's also an old, old book.
Yeah.
So the print is not 100%, so when you enlarge it, you lose resolution.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you try to compensate with adding more ink... So you see the holes, and then the page gets smudged.
Yeah.
So it's a, you know, get a magnifying glass. I gave Sydney a gift. He has glasses, and I still got him a gift. Right, Sydney? You have to use a magnifying glass.
Can I see that?
Yes. Now, if you do not want to purchase it, what else? And you have the... And you have... Evan Shushan dictionary, the Hebrew dictionary, you open the singular masculine noun, and at the end, you open this form. We call it, in the linguistic books, they will call it the absolute form of a noun, because it doesn't decline, doesn't decline. The masculine singular is always the absolute form in the nouns. You open it under Dalet, you open Dot, and then at the end, it gives you definition, it'll give you examples, where it occurs in literature, in the Bible, will tell you from which era it is, Bible, rabbinic, medieval.
This is the really big book.
This is Evan Shushan.
Yeah.
It's like the multiple,
yeah.
right? It's Hebrew.
Yeah.
And then in square parentheses, it will tell you how it declines.
Mm-hmm.
And it will give, yeah. And so there, it will just be abbreviated, but it will give you the change of the vowels and tell you, now, this is how it changes, and this is the...
website that does this too.
Well, no, there isn't. Do you want to create it?
Yeah,
that's the thing, really. There isn't. And we're happy for you to do that, Michael.
Actually, I think in the back of...
With all your free time.
I know, my other free time.
I think in the back of the first Hebrew primer has got this written out.
First Hebrew primer.
By this one?
Yeah, EKS, but they don't have they don't have all the Mark Redler in his book also puts it in categories.
Yeah, I've got that one.
And like female nouns that are coming from segulites, they will also change the vowels, and they will show you how it changes.
Okay, so Redler's got
so Redler has it in categories, but it doesn't have an indefinite list. This is all the, you know, he has a definite list. He has a small list. Tells you the pattern. This book lists it by alphabetical order. All the nouns.
Mm.
See? We're not talking about the most modern nouns they invented on behalf of English.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like the authentic ones. Sefer? Right. Let's go to the feminine.
What's Sefer?
Let's do the feminine one now, okay? So you have the masculine, and on page 15 you have the feminine, the feminine, right? So doda. Hadoda sheli, remember we're going to use, it's going to, the hey changes it to a toughened construct. You're constructing the noun when you plug in or attach a possessive pronoun. So it's going to be dodat, dodati. You understand? The tav is an evolvement of the hey. The tamat is going to stay there. It's an open syllable. Open syllables like big vowels. Dodati. Ve.
Dodat.
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 Right? Dodat. Dodat. Dodat.
Dodat.
Tech. Shelach. Follow the singular suffix. Dodatech. Plug in the singular suffix. Ve. Dodat. Just the same suffix. Dodat. To. Ve-do-dat.
Do-da.
The hey turns into a ta. Do-da-ta. Okay?
So it's the same pattern.
Yeah.
I
said remember the suffixes.
Yeah.
So the suffixes of singular noun possessive pronouns. Possessive pronoun attached. That's the definition. Okay, so shelanu, hadoda shelanu. Can we help you?
Oh, dodan, dodan.
Do, da,
ten. Dodatim.
Nahon. So I'm going to put dodat all over,
yeah.
Then we're just going to plug the suffixes. Okay, so hadoda shelanu, dodatenu, ve hadoda shelachem, dodatchem. And now this is a closed syllable and unstressed, so it's patach. Dodatchem. Ve dodatchem. אבל דודה
תן
ודודה
תן.
היא דודתכם, דודתכן. It's a closed syllable. Okay? So it's פתח, otherwise it's קמץ. The קמץ stays authentic. Is that clear on the singular? Female? Now we're going to do it verbally. Look at dodot, which is the plural. And dodot doesn't change. We're just going to add plural suffixes. So, hadodot sheli. I want you to plug in only the suffix I. Dodotai. The suffix is eicha. Dodot.
Dodotcha. I'm sorry.
Eicha. Dodotecha.
Dodotecha.
No, no, hold on. The word is dodot.
Dodot.
And I want to under the dot, aich. Dodotaich. Ve'av. Dodotav. Ve'dodotecha.
Techa.
Ve'shelanu. Dodotenu. Dodotehem. Dodotehem.
Dodotehem.
Hem and dodotehem.
Okay.
Yeah? The dodot, nouns with tav don't change. So now it's talit. Talit is a tav at the end. I said nouns with tav don't change. So how do you say my talit?
Taliti.
Taliti. Okay? Will not change. Talitot is the plural. Talitot.
Tea.
Okay. Talitot is plural, so you need the plural suffix. Talitot, tai. My dad owned five of them, right? For each holiday, there was one. The talitotai, the talitotav,
his father,
right?
His
talitotav. Okay, got it. Okay, so this is a review. Remember, I'm not teaching it from scratch for most people. You guys need to go.
This is a review for me too. I just always forget.
Yeah, what
I've
the brain does.
Five times,
I believe you. I do. So you will see at the bottom of page 15 and the bottom of page 11 a list of nouns that do not change the vowels. At the bottom of page 11 and the bottom of page 15, there are nouns that do not change vowels.
Okay,
these
so
are all declined,
this right. Says they are declined like this, and it's because they don't change vowels.
Nachon. And you can add for masculine on page 11, you can add the word sus, horse.
I don't see the feminine here.
The feminine is on, what are you looking at? You need to look each noun. So you find the noun dod.
I found it.
Dod, you have dod?
Yes.
So on this right side is the masculine, yes. And doda, the dod is going to be on the left side.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, plural.
And you have doda dodi, dod dodi. Now you need to do doda.
Is that a different word then?
I just flipped. So feminine with a kamas. Okay? 111. Help? I'm going to take a break here, if you don't mind. Yeah, questions.
Did you say that for Sus, you say one that was not true?